Praise be Jesus Christ. I received a question once from somebody saying, now, when does Lent actually end? And of course, it comes to a conclusion Holy Thursday night with the Mass of the Lord's Supper. No, that does not mean you can start eating your Doritos that you gave up for Lent. It actually becomes more intense, that Easter Triduum, as we prepare ourselves for that great Easter celebration. Jesus maintained his endurance as well as his fidelity to the Father till the end. He was tempted till the end. He wasn't just tempted in the desert after 40 days there that we heard at the beginning of Lent. That temptation continued. Think about it. Peter tried to talk Jesus out of it. So many others. And then, of course, he gets mocked. At any moment, he could have called his angels and said, okay, it's over with. I'm tired of you people. No. He went right to the end for our salvation. Jesus never gave up, and he never gives up on us. Each one of us carry our own cross or crosses as well, and he fills our crosses with his presence because the cross is a sign of triumph, not failure. The drama of our redemption, my dear brothers and sisters, has just played out for us in the gospel verses we just heard and participated in. While the Jewish leaders see Jesus' claim of kingship as blasphemy, Pontius Pilate does not even see Jesus' kingship as political, so there's no military danger, so he sees no guilt. Both the Jewish leaders and Pilate just don't get it. Jesus' kingship is fully realized on the altar of the cross. That's what we celebrate. The entire passion, the suffering of Jesus up to and in the cross manifests the only way to heaven. The cross is that key in which to get into heaven. The cross is necessary for our communion with God, to be with God now and for all eternity. This Passion Sunday we celebrate, this Palm Sunday, is an invitation to a reawakening of ourselves to our Christian discipleship. We're called to be a holy community filled with faith in Jesus Christ, hope in his healing presence of his cross, and with love, unending love that penetrates our very hearts. As members of the communion of saints, we are taught that Jesus' cross is for the future of the human race. Without the cross is eternal despair when it comes to the human race. With the cross, eternal promise. With the cross of Christ, my dear friends, there always is hope. Amen.